From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome, News OK listeners, to the tastiest podcast on the planet? Universe? No, you can't be on the universe. At least on the World Wide Web, the Top Chef Masters podcast. I'm Dave Cathy, the food dude, with Matt Clayton and Jennifer Moneys, the secretary of the podcast. And we're here to talk about, I guess what we're going to call, I guess it's the opening round of the playoffs,
kind of.
Yeah.
Which we like.
Works.
I mean, yeah, you know, it's not over, which is good. Rick's still in. The Rick Love Fest continues in our household. I don't know if you guys saw, I posted on Twitter last night, there's a actual website called rootforrick.com. That's a numeral 4 if you're looking for it. And I guess, I'm not sure, Rick actually is blogging on it.
Wow.
So,
yes.
Yeah, so I guess it's some of his people are doing it. So, and he showed very well last night.
AKA, he himself is doing it.
Yeah, it seems like, the litmus test on that kind of stuff for me is if you can read it aloud and sound like the person, and Rick is really easy to sound like, then yeah, it's probably him.
No.
That's why I know his Twitters are very much him.
After the episode with Ludo on it, I started to follow Ludo, and he has this place in L.A. And
right.
The only thing he said last night was, I hope they don't use subtitles for me again.
That's awesome.
He didn't say anything after that. So I don't know if they use subtitles or not.
Well, he was a lot less, he didn't say as much. I think he was enunciating.
He wasn't as French.
Suddenly, less French.
Suddenly the guy sounds like a Valley guy or
Hubert
something.
Hubert was there, so he's the French actor, probably.
Absolutely. So, yeah, so we had, we had a big, it was obvious right away that it wasn't going to be over. You know, I can't remember exactly how they mentioned one would be eliminated, and we're thinking, okay, good. Very nice. Quick fire challenge. We had a team competition.
Mise en place, or place, or whatever it was.
Nice. Did I say she
was fancy?
That's unbelievable.
I'm like, where?
Get your stuff together.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, or the chopping onions. You know, quick fire.
Yeah, it's always one of the greats. And if there's ever a Top Chef Hall of Fame, which you know, you never know, hung clearly, he would be the Hall of Famer.
He was made for this competition.
That thing. I wish they'd have showed clips because it was awe-inspiring watching that guy take a chicken apart.
And
unbelievable.
I don't remember the girl's name, but her struggling with the onion.
Casey. Yeah,
they showed that again last night.
They showed her, and the lady says, that poor woman. Making her sound like a housewife or something. You know?
But once again, you know, they're going into the whole, oh, I haven't chopped an onion since I was like an apprentice.
At least everybody's been to the grocery store now. So maybe everybody will have chopped an onion or something.
But yes, they've had a refresher course. Absolutely. So yeah, let's see. We had Hubert and Rick and what's her first name? Anita Liu. On one team, it was like, which team's gonna win?
Yeah.
It was funny once Hubert got up there with the onion. I mean, obviously he did well with the with the oysters, but watching him work with a knife was just like,
yeah. And you
that's unfair.
I know. And Art actually finished ahead of him, but if you saw the state of the onions,
right? They wasn't even close.
Yeah, I think he was in my kitchen doing that. But what really surprised me was Rick on that the pastry skills coming through. That was. I was like, look, he does make something besides hot sauce.
Well, you have, that versus what? It was Art that had to do the other one, right? Which, we've already said is, the third woman in the group. So maybe he just didn't have the strength.
I know. Well, so I think somebody said something about put that limp-wristed method to use. You know, a shot from Revenge of the Nerds.
Yeah.
Nice.
But yeah, he was unable to get the egg separated without losing some yolk, which, bye-bye. So yeah, and of course, then they brought up that Art and Rick are both from Chicago, and there's a rivalry there. And
I think Art said that there was a rivalry.
Yeah,
I don't think Rick ever said that there was a rivalry.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
I don't even know if Rick actually knows that he has a restaurant.
Did I see you on Oprah?
Right.
Though Art did remind us, you know, several times again that he cooked for Barack Obama.
Yes. Right. Yes, he did. And yeah, and you know what? That was the dish that that nearly
the seared grouper.
Which almost sunk him, but definitely sunk the lady who was sent home. So yeah, first team, the Rick and Anita and Hubert won. And they got to pick, basically, they got an extra half star, and then they got to pick, you know, who they were grouping with or whatever. And that was interesting because to set it up, they each had to make a dish that, just like an awesome dish.
Their signature
dish. Just, you know, make an awesome dish. And I was thinking, yeah, that would be a great dinner to be at.
Oh, totally.
But then I'm thinking, you know, as I was watching, I don't know about you guys, but I was really questioning the logistics. Like, they showed them all cooking at the same time, right? And then they all sat down to dinner at the same time. And then the dishes started coming out one at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, yeah, because everything would be cold by the end.
Right. And how. So if they're all cooking at the same time, and all. Who made these dishes?
Somebody obviously shopped for them.
Yeah, or they. I don't know. Or do they stick it in the oven? Really? Really?
I doubt it. You know, bet that they made one and then ate one and then made one and ate one.
Then the magic of television took over. But yeah, that looked like a pretty spectacular meal. And as you mentioned, Art immediately decided. I guess he thinks that Barack Obama is some sort of gourmand.
If it's good enough for the president, it is good enough for the top chef.
Right. I mean,
The show.
Think about some of the presidential foods we've dealt with. You know, Jimmy Carter and peanuts, Ronald Reagan and jelly beans. You know, I mean, we're not talking about a group with great, you know, like necessarily sophisticated palates. So I don't know if that was.
It seems as though the president enjoys going out and getting a $4 burger just as much as
Clinton, Clinton and French fries.
Seriously, come on.
Well, and today he's having people over to the White House and drinking Bud Light. So
there you go. I didn't see any Bud Light on the table. Come on,
not a High Life.
Come on, Art.
Champagne and beers.
Make it real, or at least the King of Beers, something. But no, so he chose Grouper, which was
it was a weird choice for him. Anyway,
where's the fried chicken, dude?
Yeah. I mean, maybe if he had like battered it and fried it or something. Yeah. But I mean, like seared Grouper, not really
cool.
Home style.
That's not what I think of when I think of the
Southern
South.
Cooking
me. And then his partner, she cooked steak and eggs. Excellent.
Mm-hmm. Always a good choice.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. And he did something. I thought he was done.
It was so gross.
Really, really thought he was done. He stuffed an entire egg into the middle of a more or less a piece of hamburger meat that was lamb, I think, or ground lamb.
I agree. One of the judges said, I think it would have been good. I don't know how you would have done it, but if like you had broke into it and the egg yolk broke, the egg yolk and lamb
then
and everything, you'd be pretty good off.
Yeah,
but
I think so.
Hard boiled egg.
Yeah.
What did he call it?
Scotch egg. Yeah, that's in Britain, that's what they call it, basically.
Yeah, yeah, but I
if you've ever seen the original
I'm
Office,
sure a Scotch egg has a liquidy yolk, doesn't it?
Well,
it's like a hard-boiled egg,
yeah, but
with like
with like
more
a slightly
of like
soft,
a,
almost like a poached egg.
Exactly.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. So I think that's what he was going for, but he ended up with a hard-boiled egg that didn't have any delicious deviled mix in the middle. Maybe that would have been better. And then again, and ultimately, he's serving chopped steak.
Yeah.
Right. You know? And that's what she served too, but she did it in a format that it was so much better.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, even how it looked.
Yeah.
It was just so much more.
Yeah,
to use her phrase, sophisticated.
Right, it totally was. And throw a fried egg. Throw a fried egg on it's just like throwing bacon on it or, you know, cream cheese or avocado or something like that, you know?
It's like chocolate. It's the trump card.
Right, it's a trump card. And he managed to destroy it and survive, which was...
Barely.
Right.
Which was interesting because...
Only because of her cold grouper or something.
Which she clearly hated from the get-go.
Right.
The idea of grouper, it's a tough fish, it's a gross fish. She I've read her mind. She was thinking that. And and they hated it. You know what? That's the main thing was, no, it wasn't that. It was mainly that she got done too early.
Yeah.
And
everything was cold.
Yeah. Certain things you can let sit for a few minutes. Fish is not one of those. Fish, bad. Fish, no.
Mm.
It's a great thing to make, you know, strategically. Art probably had no idea they were going this way, but to actually prepare fish was genius because if you turn fish over to somebody else, it's a much more challenging thing for them to have to whip up.
Yeah.
Because there's so much that can go wrong with it. And then they had the fish dude there, too. And he's like, no, we're not having any of that. So I don't know. But yeah, the winner was Anita Liu, barely beating Rick. They both made some I don't, you know, it was, who could say? Do you have it there,
yeah,
Secretary?
No, exact, I have. Okay, so.
She made
I do.
She took Hubert's.
Hubert did the scallop.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was Anita's signature dish. Right. And Hubert's
lobster cappuccino.
Cappuccino. Rick took Michael's quail.
Yes.
Michael took Rick's lamb.
Yeah, not close. Yeah.
Art, as we've already discussed, took the sirloin and egg. Suzanne with the grouper.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
The thing that I found the most interesting, though, like, so the final two, which it was clear from the beginning, mm-hmm. like Rick and Anita mm-hmm. had the best dishes. They loved Anita's because it was so far different than right. Hubert's. They right. loved Rick's because it was so similar mm-hmm. to Michael's.
But not so similar to him.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's like they liked them, you know, it's mm-hmm. Anita did her in right. Hubert's dish, and
right.
Rick
right.
did Michael in Michael's dish. And because of that, and I mean, I get what they were saying. Like right. both of them, right. you know, everyone expected Rick to do something Mexican. And right. since he didn't, it was this big deal. But yeah. it's kind of like, which do you want it? Do you want like the right. you in the dish or not?
You know what I think they want? I think they want it to taste good.
Yeah.
And then it's all like all this other stuff. It's really heavy and yet it's really light.
Right. Yeah. That's the thing. It sort of separated into, I mean, actually how it was in the first round and the quick fire with the three and then the, mm-hmm. the other three, as it were. I mean,
the three stepchildren. Right. Sorry.
But the thing is, I mean, Chiarella.
Yeah,
I was surprised. That was the most surprised by him.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, well, they complained that his lamb was underdone, mm-hmm. which you know that's always a problem. Yeah,
well, he seemed very like intimidated by Rick.
Yeah,
though,
totally.
I thought
totally.
It was very interesting. Like that you know, Rick's flavor palette. He was not comfortable right. with at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, well, chilies. Yeah, because there's you know he used a pasilla chili in that thing, and those are not common. I mean, you can find them, but. And it's a very subtle difference from a pasilla to an ancho, and he's not a guy that ever uses that kind of right. stuff. And I could see why he was thinking, I'm gonna have a better chance to screw that up if I try to copy it than if I just try and make it my own. Mm-hmm. So you know, I it's tough. And when Rick said, "I'm not gonna make this Mexican," I said. He may be in trouble.
Well, I thought so too at first because I thought that was the whole point of the challenge.
Yeah.
It was really a perfect opportunity for him to take that and make it Mexican, basically.
Right, right.
But
and usually when you get out of your comfort zone on that show, on Top Chef or Top Chef Masters, whenever you try to overextend, whenever you hear them say things like, "I'm really going to push it," or "I'm really going to get outside my comfort zone,"
taking a big risk,
that's
right.
Not a good sign.
Not a good sign at all. But then he came back with, "I'm going to just try and make it like I'm making Sunday dinner." Well, mm-hmm. yeah, because the whole reason I do this show is that hopefully someday somebody will pass it along and he'll invite me to his house. That's it. You know, I watched the show.
End.
I know what happens.
At which point the food dude would like right. leave us in the dust.
Is gone.
Right.
Yeah. Then I'm on Mexico one plate at a time. I'm the guy. In the back corner by the margarita bar.
Yeah,
I will. And I'll bring.
Get Rick to be a, you know.
Yeah, if he'll let me bring some stuff back, I'll bring it. I want to be that guy in the back of the frame. That's me.
Certainly. I mean, that's not a great thing to aspire to, but it's there, you know.
Think about it. Yeah. What's better?
You got any food left?
Right, you know? So, yeah, but no, he made it great. What was it they were saying was bold and confident.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which.
I think you nailed it as far as saying, you know, ultimately all they want is good food.
Make it good.
They
make
don't,
it good.
You know, all the other stuff, like blah, 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 is fine. But if I want it to taste good.
All right. So who's the favorite? Who do you think?
I think Anita. Yeah. Anita is like the cool, calm, quiet one.
Who cooks?
Yeah. Who actually cooks at her own? That gives her a big advantage, clearly, in this show, because a lot of these guys do not cook.
She's in practice.
At least Rick cooks for Sunday night dinners, apparently, at his house.
Exactly. So, what do you think, Matt?
I think Hubert. I just
think so.
I think he's what he cooked last night. I kind of thought brought him all the way around. I think I just think he has the most. Ability to reach the highest level.
Yeah,
probably,
yeah. I see what you
than
mean.
Anybody else?
Yeah, and he cooks too.
Right.
Same thing. I think Anita and he have to be the favorites because of their cooking all the time. They're just sharper.
Right.
You know, I mean, if you want somebody, if we had a football throwing contest, would you want to be have a guy who plays right now or a guy who retired 3 years ago? You know, seriously. Right. I mean, you're in, you know, you're thinking on your feet, you're testing out new things. It just seems like you're going to be sharper.
Well, the thing about Hubert, he made the pretty much the exact same thing that Anita made.
Right.
I mean, but without being cocky like Suzanne, I thought was very like, I'm going to make this more sophisticated. Right. He was just like, you know, this was a good dish. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make it, try and make it slightly better, but there's nothing that I need to change. It was good as it was.
Yeah, he loved it. He loved the dish. And they didn't hate what he did.
No.
It was just sort of, there was the one who just loved it and said, it's the greatest thing. I
love
it.
Well, they didn't say there was enough sea urchin flavor.
It was like a very,
I'm like, who wants sea urchin flavor?
Right. Yeah. Thank you, Hubert. Yeah. Thank you for backing off right there. You know? I don't know if you guys saw this, but there was some quiz in the middle of the show. Who wrote about Elvis Presley?
Their affair with Elvis Presley in her memoirs.
Did they give an answer to that?
No, I feel confident on who it is.
You think it's Gail?
Oh, yeah. She's the hat lady? Seems to be
Yeah, there's that. There's that, yeah. Wow.
I'm surprised Art wasn't one of the answers.
It is Bravo, after all.
We haven't mentioned, you know, Gail's, like, super purple hat.
Oh, my gosh.
And what's his name?
Yeah, Dogface was back, too.
Well, Dogface was back, and Food and Wine Guy was wearing, like, bright pink shirt.
He's like, I am going to out, you know, neon you.
It was.
I wanted them to turn out the lights.
Yeah. It was bright.
And we had Calicchio. Calicchio was in the house. Yeah, he was there. I thought he gave Art a pass on those onions.
I agree.
He was like, oh, look,
he
good to me.
He needs to lose the whistle. It's the Masters. They don't need a whistle. You know what I'm saying?
Come on. Totally. Well, anyway, we've got at least a few more Top Chef Masters episodes to look forward to. So, until then, I don't know. We don't have a farewell phrase. What should it be? Bon appetit? No, that's Julia. Pack up your night? No, that's theirs. Until next time, folks, we're signing off.